Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Maddux reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Maddux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Dyer moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maddux is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spear strikes out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaver bunts between the mound and first base. Barr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Matthews strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-2 in the game. Barr hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaver bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boswell moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Boswell scores. Harrelson moves to third. Seaver moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Seaver scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Sam McDowell now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-4 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to home to get Garrett. Milan moves to third. Milner moves to second. One out. George Theodore pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jerry May now catching. Ted Martinez now playing center field. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddox strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milner scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.